This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, hello, it's Jono here on 94.9. Welcome to Living Life Single on your Saturday, and I'm not alone. Am I ever alone here? No, I'm not. The man driving the ship behind this force that is Living Life Single, it's Yanni.
Hello, and do you know why you're never by yourself?
Because
I'm here and that's scary. No, because living life single.
Because?
Where being single means.
You're never by yourself.
Exactly.
Thank God I said that's right, because I haven't said that for ages. Now, we're back for another week. We're here live and yes.
And yes.
Yeah. And that's it. Good night. Goodbye.
The Pride Center. We're at the Victorian Pride Center.
It's been a long week since we last spoke to you at home or in your car or wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
And
all right?
Yeah, you know, we can get to that bit at the end, our favourite part. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to continuing the conversation around our topic. And I think you're going to fit us in a bit about what we're talking about today.
So last week, to our listeners who listened last week, to our new listeners who may have not, we talked about Tiffany Haddish's special on Netflix. And she said the following thing. Let me just play that.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
Woo! So she was talking about that what we need is someone to hold on us, love on us, and communicate with us. And last week we talked about getting someone to hold on us. And how do we do that as single people? Mm. This week is all about love. Well, love on us.
Oh,
and
really?
How do we get love when we are single?
Well, you've missed a bit out though, because last week we talked about a hug buddy, and you actually went and got somebody, came to the studio and committed to being your hug buddy.
Yes, she did.
That's insane.
Tamsin, I haven't evoked the hug buddy.
Well, Tamsin, if you're listening, we're here ready.
I haven't needed a hug this week.
So, well, I'm hoping that somewhere out there, someone's listening and I'm going to find a love buddy.
Mate, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Well, then it means we're off air because there's no living life single. No.
Well, I think we'll be heard everywhere, I reckon, Jono. Like, we've got some very loud and powerful voices. So this week this is what we're talking about. How we get someone to love on us when we are single, and what does that kind of look like? But Jono, how do people, because we want people to engage with us during the show.
Yeah, we love a bit of engagement.
How can people do that?
Well, look, I've just got a message in from Kat, who's in Victoria, and she said, loving the show and the podcast, can't wait to hear today's show.
Oh, amazing.
Sorry,
great.
Can't read it properly.
No, that's you are half blind.
I am.
And what are the contacts?
The contacts.
How do people contact us?
Yes, you can contact us via email on air@joy.org.au. Give us a call on 0427-569-949 or even a text on that number.
Give us a call. Don't call us.
Don't call us.
Don't
text
call
us.
Don't just text us. We're not going to be able to answer.
No, like, but if no one's on the desk out there at the moment, I think maybe the show before us are still out there. I don't know. Little Jace is
don't
prepared.
Call,
no, just don't call.
Text us.
Don't
and
call
Instagram
us.
Instagram as well.
We'll call you. Instagram.
We probably won't get that today live on air, but best way to do that is to text us
or email
us, and we will get that.
Oh, thanks, Kat.
Yeah, and do you know what? When I was thinking about this show, Jono.
Yes.
What's one of the greatest songs about love?
I don't know.
And loving
you might have to start this. I don't know. Let me see if I can get inspired.
Should I just
start playing it? Let me see.
And see how we go. All
no
right.
Wonder.
You're on Joy.
Yes. Oh, this is a classic. Greatest love of all. The theme today is a continued kind of theme. It's something that Tiffany Haddish said on her Netflix
special.
What
does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
That's right. So last week we talked about Hold On Us and we looked at finding a hug buddy. Today we're looking at the second part of that, which is Love On Us.
Mm.
Now it sounds like three commandments, but it's actually not.
No, it's
we just wanted to focus a little bit more on it.
Three kind of good things to go through. Mm. So, all right, we're talking about love today. Now, Jono, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
And no, we are not playing it.
No, we're not. Neoni doesn't like the song. Rude. What is love? I don't know, Neoni. Yeah. I haven't felt it for a very long time. Mm. I feel it with my family. Like, it's a different kind of love. I feel it with some friends, you know, animals, but not... I haven't felt it in a chemistry kind of romantic way for a very long time.
Yeah, and I think we all want to be loved. We all want that sensation. The scientific kind of, because love is a weird kind of thing.
So many song titles that I'm thinking of now.
Totally,
love is
right?
A splendid thing, but
what neuroscience tells us is that there are some certain chemicals in the brain, right? Mm. When love kind of happens. So when, for example, like if you were to meet someone and so dopamine will sort of start firing and that's a triggered response. And you want to see that kind of person again. So it's this automatic response that's sort of happening within your body. So there is some actual science around what it is and what it does and that.
It's like an endorphin. It's like once you've done exercise, it's that kind of excitement, that kind of thing that nourishes you, that excites you, that you kind of start to feel. You can't describe it. It's that dopamine kind of feel, isn't it?
Yeah. And so that's what it's a weird thing to sort of define.
It is.
But I think what most people appreciate or understand is that there are different types.
Yeah.
There's that romantic love.
Yeah.
And there's the love from our families.
Sometimes it's just like a look.
Look at you going
or
through some.
Or a vibe or a touch.
The look of love.
Or a feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do people out there think? Let us know what you're thinking, you know. Email us on air@joy.org.au. What does love mean to you? What is love? Let's talk about it.
Let's do it. But once we sort of figure that out, once, you know, we hear what people say, you know, we actually do need it.
And, you know, let's even put it out there as single people. Is it about loving ourselves?
Well, that is.
I threw you off with that one, didn't I? Johnny just looked at me and going, whoa, okay.
No, you didn't quite throw me off. Look, loving ourselves is important.
It is.
But I think before we sort of chat into that, I think let's have a look at why we need love.
Yeah.
And then why we need to love ourselves as well.
Yeah.
But look, what love can make us feel less sensitive to pain or threat.
Wow.
So when you are with someone, that can be that kind of protection that someone that may need.
It's like a confidence, right? You feel that you've got your wall. You feel that no one's going to touch you. You feel that you're in a relationship or an environment where nothing can stop you. You're together.
Mm.
You know, I get that.
Yeah, and it can make you feel safe.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what you need, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It also has healthy emotional developments and attachments. So I think as babies. I don't know if they feel love, but they certainly feel that attachment.
Yeah.
Especially when a parent talks to a child, you know, that all has some connection there. Here's one as well. What I didn't realize is that love boosts the immune system.
It certainly does.
Mm.
It does. I reckon it does.
I think that's quite broadly speaking, whether it's, your pet, whether it's your what are you laughing
yes,
about?
No, sorry, yes, your pet. We don't even have one of them, do we?
No.
That's why we're always sick in the winter.
I know,
we're like,
maybe we need one of those, right?
We do, we need a pet.
We just need love.
We need love. Is there anyone out there? No, we don't. We don't need love.
Well,
we don't need it.
I think we need
to be loved on.
Well, loved on, and that's what Tiffany has said. But I think you know, if we could, Jono's just making some inappropriate.
Such a grasser. Don't grass me up. I'm just smiling.
I think you know, we can't just go out and go, right, you need to love me. So right. what we can do is start loving ourselves.
Oh, there we go. Ding dong. That's it.
And hence Whitney Houston. The greatest love of all.
Oh, yes.
You know, yes. So you do have to spend some time on that. Just like, you know, you spend time on a relationship trying to find someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Then spend time figuring out how to love yourself and what that kind of looks like for you.
That is, and I hate to quote it, but I know you're not a fan and I am. It's what Ru says at the end of every episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm.
If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to find love? Oh, no. You know what I mean? hang on, wait, don't make me laugh because I'm tripping over my tongue as I'm saying. Yes. No, hang on. It'll come to me. I'll play it.
Like
if you can't love yourself, then how are you gonna love somebody else?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go. You got to love yourself first.
Because you know,
that took a long time.
Does that surprise you, Jono?
It's yeah, you know.
Because I think once you love yourself, then you kind of attract other things that you love.
And people can see that, and they can see the confidence, they can see the vibe, the aura, you know, around you.
Yep. And if you can't find someone else to love on you, then you know, yourself is there. So it's about finding that self-love.
Yes.
And how that works out and the benefits of all that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm quite keen to hear what other people think on this topic this week. We are doing the second part to a three-part thriller exclusive where we are talking around this little sound.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
And this week, we're talking about love on us and what that looks like. And not necessarily being in a romantic love relationship. We've kind of spoken about, and Yanni's spoken about, you know, it releases dopamine, endorphins. It kind of makes you feel good, feel safe, feel like you're not going to be effed with, right? You just kind of, when you're in that place and you're in a good relationship, you feel amazing.
Yeah.
You know? But then it is kind of like, that's the trouble is staying in love.
But also it's up to us, right?
Right. And I was talking about RuPaul, and I just want to play this quickly without
being told off. Do it. Is it going to pick it up? Because I couldn't figure out how to play it.
Let's have a look.
So let's have a look.
Please, congratulations. And remember, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
There we go.
Exactly. Right. So it's about loving yourself. And there's this new, well, I don't know if it's a new concept, but there's a concept, Jono. Have you heard of the concept of standing in love with yourself?
Standing in love. Is that like looking in the mirror, standing in love, or like telling yourself an affirmation like, I love you?
Yeah, yes. I'm surprised.
I didn't know you felt that way.
it's a conscious and intentional, mature approach to relationships and prioritizing daily commitment over fleeting emotions. So it's really taking that step, that charge, and making a conscious decision to guide yourself through that.
I kind of see every date or every communication or match on Tinder is a possibility of love. So I kind of do get excited by that still. But
I do, but
I'm just like...
Because I never think it's a possibility.
But then I start... I'm very Carrie Bradshaw when it comes to this. So I start thinking... I start imagining introducing them to my family.
Someone thinks highly of themselves.
Yeah. But I'm more like Magda Sabansky or something. No, I love Magda. We love you, Magda.
Yeah.
But no, like I just start imagining like where this could go, the excitement of it. Like, wow, can you imagine like taking him to like the cinema or like taking him out to dinner, meeting my parents? And then my mind just goes and I'm like, John, like calm down. You've only just matched. or I've had like a 3-week conversation. But, you know, it's even just getting that little tingle.
Yeah, right.
It's like a little spidey sense, right?
Yeah.
That's
more...
Falling
in love, right? Because that's the chemistry, the novelty.
But being loved on is different.
Yeah.
It is nice. And I remember, like, you know, that you know, where a guy would send flowers to my work, like a big bunch of 24 roses and things like that. But it's not all about those gestures. I would rather somebody just hold my hand discreetly or put their arm around me and love me in that way. Yeah. I don't need to be shown materialistic things, although that is nice. And when you experience it for the first time, it's beautiful. I'm a very touchy-feely. I would rather just sort of being loved on is, for me, what it looks like is to be held or to be touched or to be discreetly kind of whispered into your ear and like, you know, I think you're amazing. I love you as a person. You make me laugh. That kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
That kind of vibes to me just gives me, it makes me feel supported and wanted. And that's how loving on me would make me feel. I don't know. Anybody else have an idea? Yanni, what about you?
Well, I'm just trying to see. Why did you do that, Joe?
His mic.
No. I totally. Did you just set me up?
No, that, I was coming to the end of my little paragraph there of what I was talking about.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find our listeners. Messages from our listeners.
Oh, look, no one's listening.
No, they are.
No indeed. One's listening no, to no, us.
Nothing there.
Nothing at the moment. It is Living Life Single. Don't adjust the dial. It's Yanni and Jono. And we, for those that have missed, and we have a message about that in a second, we are talking about a little subject related to this.
What does that say that we need? Somebody to hold us sometimes, love on us, communicate with us.
Last week it was Hold On Us. We found a hug buddy for Yanni. Lovely. We're talking about Love On Us this week and what that might look like. And look, there are some people out there that haven't been in love, that haven't yet been in love. I have, and you know, I'm looking for it. And I feel that every opportunity, every match, you know, every engagement, every meeting with someone could be a potential love match. And that's what I find exciting. Now, what does that look like for me going forward, Yanni?
Yeah. What does loving on you
look like
for you?
Especially as a gay man in my almost mid-40s, that has changed so much in the last even 5 to 10 years.
So when we say someone to love on us,
yeah.
What does that look like for you? Because that's going to be different for
me.
Well,
now it's going to be accept me warts and all. And I'm not just talking about the warts that I have down there. No, I'm joking. No.
the ones
I mean,
on your face.
You know. You know, I come in here for the love from Yanni, and I get this every week. No, I mean, you know, we've got, as you get older, your body's giving up, and you know, like we said, we've been on our little kicks and health kicks and journeys, and I am trying to do myself. That's I should rephrase that. Get myself into a better sort of form, if you were. But it would be at the moment, like, accept that I have sleep apnea, accept that I am a type 1 diabetic. Some people get put off by little things like that. You know, accept that I am, you know, for all most, you know, most days, a fairly confident, outgoing person. When I'm at home, I just want to switch off. So for me, it looks like that. And they accept me for absolutely everything and who I am as a, you know, a fuzzy kind of, I would say I'm a bear now, expat, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what it would look like for me. But they just love who I am as a person, I think, you know.
And that's, so you spoke a lot about the physical stuff, but what about the deep down stuff?
Yeah.
Is there anything the deep down stuff that you don't want to show?
No, there isn't. I am a very open book. I wear, like my tattoo says, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Once you tap into that, and I know you're genuine as a person, as a friend, as a partner or lover, I know that I can be comfortable with you. I know. But I am a lion, so you know, if there's no loyalty there, I will eat you up.
so then how do you get someone to love on you, Jono, when you don't have that person? What can you do?
I'm trying my damn hardest. That's what I'm doing.
I guess taking someone else out of it, right? How do we love on ourselves, I guess?
Ah, okay. So for people out there that are taking it that way as well, in terms of love on you, it could be love on yourself. And we've covered these topics, you know, in past episodes. I would say just take yourself out, look in the mirror every day and tell yourself, you know, some affirmations maybe. There are some great helplines and books out there and things that you can discover.
So can I ask, right?
Yeah.
Good old RuPaul. You just played a little thing.
I watch RuPaul.
Yeah.
For me, that's how I love. I look at people and I think there are all sorts of people in the world. I love it.
So you want someone to love you for everything about you, right?
Not every. They don't have to love me for everything. Just understand me.
Okay. So the question then that I have, and this is for everyone as well, do you expect the same from yourself? Do you do that to you?
That's a good question.
Are you expecting someone to give you something that you're not giving yourself?
I'm trying to love myself, as Bruce says. I'm trying to love everything, that even warts and all, about myself. But, you know, we wouldn't be humans if we didn't look in the mirror and go, oh, God.
So then I wonder if that's the key. I wonder if whatever, if we write down what we want, right? If we write down what loving on us looks like for us, right? And we expect that from another person, right? Then we've got written down what to do to expect that from ourselves. Because are we then asking something of someone that we're not going to do? So is it fair to ask something of another person
if we're not doing it ourselves?
And
that's what Bruce's saying must be then. That's kind of what it is. If you can't do that to yourself, how are you going to find someone to do it?
Well, yeah, exactly. That's the point from the start. Yeah. Is like, in order to sort of find this magical person that's going to love on us, right? I think the only way you can do that is if you start loving on yourself first. And to do that is figure out what you want this other mythical, magical person to do for you, and then do that to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's, I can't, because I think as soon as you want someone else to do something that you're not going to do, it's an easy option, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a safe option, though.
Yeah.
Because they're not always... the one person who's going to be there for you always is you, and that internal you.
Yeah.
Apart from that, you never know what's going to happen. So
exactly.
I think it's actually figuring out what this magical, mythical person loving on you looks like, and then figuring out how to do that to yourself.
Correct. And look, we have had a message. Now, I don't know if I'm going to read this properly, Yanni, because, you know, again, it's the blinding. But do you want to read it? Do you think you can? It's from Harry in Melbourne.
Yeah, I think, look, Harry got a little bit lost, I feel, but I'm not sure. Like, he's just
Harry, it is a Saturday.
Listening, but missed the discussion topic. Whoops. Well, then, but at least he messaged in, right? But he's saying here, look, point would be, far be it from me to reject an act of kindness, provided it's sincere. It can be as small as anything, often the incidental things shared between friends and neighbourhood buddies are as profound as anything more grand.
I love that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Totally. That's very much
I had a neighbour called Heather, and she's still around. She hasn't passed on, but she was in Adelaide, and I would come home after work and she'd be at the back door with a bottle of red, and she'd say, I've just cooked a load of pasta. Do you want a glass of red and a bowl of pasta? That, to me, is a love as well. That's like a love on, loving on me.
100%.
And we spoke last week. We hadn't spoken in maybe a year or so, but just to let her know that I still think of her and I still love her. Like, so it can be that way as well. And that, to me, is being loved on.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah. Beautiful. Guess what, Jono?
Yes?
We are there.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Isn't it?
Really?
Like, I can't believe we've reached the end of the show. We are at that your favourite part of the show.
Now, for you listening at home, it would be... Yanni and I get to the end of the episode and we have a look at what's been positive about being single this week and not so positive. Now, am I going first or are you?
I'll go.
I need a second.
I think for me, being positive about being single this week is that I was able to attend a couple of things this week. My friend, who's a first-time author, has just been published and it's just amazing. And it was his book launch. So we had the book launch one night, then we had another party. And it was just like, yay, I could just go out. I did a number of things on my own this week, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
So that was phenomenal. And I think for me, the one thing that wasn't, I probably came home from work one day and was thinking of something about too much and I just didn't have that person to talk it through with at like whatever time it sort of hit me at night, which was annoying. I'm like, oh,
my God.
It just was a bit too late. And, but that's okay.
Oh, look, I'm going out again this weekend. I spent the night babysitting my niece last night. I'm going to see Mara Dubois, who's in town from the UK tomorrow in Melbourne, in Nam, and I'm staying in a hotel tomorrow night. Got a night out, so that's a positive. I can just take myself off and do these things. And a negative is I don't know if there's a negative, but I found that the last month or two after this side of Christmas has been a bit it's been a bit hard financially. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Especially after Christmas and
How's that affecting you?
Like paying for, I've got the weddings to go to and things like that.
Yeah.
What have you. So I'm getting back on top, but I would assume that normally when there's two people in a relationship, or three or four, that you'd have a shared income.
Yeah.
But when you're on your own, it's actually very hard. So look, that was just something that I was sharing.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Maybe we
could do that as a topic one day.
Yeah, well, we kind of have.
Have we?
We've done about financial, but
let's get someone in.
That's a fair topic this time of year can be quite challenging for us. So, yeah.
Okay.
Jono.
Yes.
Thank you so much for rocking up today.
Thank you for coming in and insulting me as always. Do you know what, though? Before we go, listen to our podcast. Make sure you download it. It's on all great platforms, Spotify, Apple, and via the Joy website.
Yep. And also, tell us what you want us to chat about here. If you're single, message us. I want to know what you want us to talk about.
What
you can do
topics.
So at livinglifesingle@joy.org.au or contact us via our Instagram. But livinglifesingle@joy.org.au is the perfect way. Send us your ideas, what you want us to chat about being single, what's affecting your single lives. We want to know. We want to do what's right for you.
Correct.
All right. Wonderful.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.